1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.
What a voice. That is Jessie J and HAPPY here on Manx Radio. It's our record of the week. It was actually chosen by one of my studio guests who we're going to talk to in just a second. Before we do, this might sound familiar to some of you.
What a fun noise it's making.
Well, she's only talking.
Talking?
Yes, all engines talk to you, especially when you get to know them.
What's it saying?
She's saying... Chitty, 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 chitty.
Bang, bang!
Chitty, 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 bang.
Oh, just immediately...
Chitty, 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 bang, bang!
I feel like a child again. Oh my goodness, you can see why this is one of the best loved musicals of all time. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang. It starts at the Gaiety Theatre on Saturday evening and it's being brought to the island, to the theatre, by the Christine Wilde Theatre School and Rachel Wilde's Performers Studio. Christine is with us. Christine, first of all, welcome to the station.
Hi.
Again. It's lovely to see you. This is quite the production to be putting on, isn't it?
Yes, it's the biggest, most ambitious thing we've done so far.
What are some of the biggest challenges so far?
The car.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of props, child catcher, van, all kinds of gadgets that Karatekas has made, breakfast machines and Toot Sweets machines. And also a lot, there's a wrecked car as well, so the backstage is pretty congested for 175 cast.
175?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. How many are on stage all at once?
At the end, all of them.
Oh my goodness, that must be crazy. Now, you mentioned the car. We have to come back to that because, of course, I mean, it flies. It's magic.
It's absolutely super, this car. We're really, really pleased with it. It looks exactly like the Chitty car. It's a big car as well. It's bigger than we thought. We had some real hassle to get it here because it came in our Tick lorry and it broke down halfway down the motorway.
Oh, no.
And the guy had to sit for 6 hours till he was rescued. But the steam packet were brilliant. And his rescue people drove him, drove the store to the ship and they loaded it for us. And then the people here helped us out by going and picking it up and delivering it to the theatre.
Oh,
that was the haulage hub, which was brilliant, brilliant. So it's here and it's amazing.
It's here. Listen, it's perfect timing. Hang on. Our fine four fended friend. I tell you what, it took me years to work out what that was actually, that line was, fine four fended friend. Someone who's had to learn it very well indeed is Callum Taylor, who is playing Caractacus Potts. I mean, that is the best name, surely, of any character ever, Caractacus Potts.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. What a ridiculous name.
Isn't it wonderful?
So much fun to take on such a role that has so many different levels. But to get to be totally silly as well, which I think is the best bit about this production, is there's just so much fun and life, which has been an absolute joy to come back to the island and do this with Christine and Rachel and so many talented, wonderful children.
And did you come back especially for this?
Yeah, so Christine, Rachel and I had a conversation at the start of the year and they were looking for somebody in their mid-30s that could play the dad. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm not old enough to play the dad yet. But here we are. And I didn't take long to say yes, please. And, you know, I was brought up with Christine and Rachel teaching me when I was a young man. And it's a pleasure to get the opportunity to come back and, you know, work with them and the kids, but also be in the Gaiety again.
We're so fortunate here, aren't we? And I often talk to Christine about this, the fact that we're so lucky not only to have, you know, the start in theatre and musical life that we do with people like Christine and Rachel, but also, as you mentioned, the Gaiety itself. I mean, when you then go off island, you realise just how good we've got it, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I've been in London for over 15 years. And yes, there are some spectacular West End theatres, but to have somewhere as glorious and well looked after as the Gaiety on your doorstep, where now there's productions every month by the sounds of it. So that's very special. And I think everyone on the island should really do their best to enjoy as much of the theatre that goes on there as possible, especially Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Well, of course. And I mean, as you mentioned, Kratika spots a wonderful role to play, not least because of the character themselves, but of course, you know, Dick Van Dyke in the film version, bringing just nostalgia to all of us. All of us have seen it. All of us have seen it. How are you playing the character? Are you doing it a bit Dick Van Dyke, or are you doing it in your own way? How are you playing it?
So people probably remember his accent more than anything else, but we're not playing it a deep Londoner. We feel it's got a bit more of a posh kind of accent to Caractacus and his children, where they've probably fallen out of money that maybe their family once had. And I think he brings his children up quite respectfully. So we've kind of gone that way rather than too Cockney. And, you know, I'm trying to bring as many dynamics to him as possible. You know, he's a father that's also grieving. So we don't have a mother figure at the start of the show. But he's also a very eccentric inventor who's very distracted by all of these things that he brings to life that you'll see lots of in the show, quite wacky inventions. So I'm trying to bring a bit of, you know, what the family has gone through, but also the fun and the silliness to his character too, that you'll see in his relationship with the children.
And you get to drive the car.
Drive the car. Fly the car, sail the car. It's absolutely brilliant. We're so lucky that Christine and the team have got their hands on such an amazing car for this production. We're a few days into rehearsals at the theatre, and it's very special. I think when we sort of test flew the car for the first time, I was holding back a little bit of emotion, I think. Chitty's one of those films you watch, I definitely watch, you know, over Christmas time or when it was on TV. And I never, ever, ever thought, oh, I'll be sitting in that car or taking control of it. And what's really special is I'm actually controlling it and, you know, starting the wheels and putting out the wings and moving the car around the stage myself, while we are singing and playing and laughing on stage. So only a small amount is with help of the set and the backstage crew. So that's pretty cool as well.
What a moment. I mean, this is going to be something you're going to remember forever, isn't it? This role, it really
100%, 100%.
is. Well, we've also got Mike Bonner with us, playing your father, of course, at Grandpa Potts. I mean, to be fair, Mike, you probably could have taken on most of these roles, couldn't you?
Male and female, yes, absolutely.
He was up for Truly Potts, but
yes. And the two grandchildren. I'm also called Caractacus Potts.
Yes.
Oh, see, I know you as Grandpa Potts, but I suppose yes. Yeah,
yes, both, well, which is where you get confusion later on.
Yes.
On that.
And are you loving it so far?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was amazing the other day because we had to bring the car in. And the full car came in the back door at the Gaiety with about, we were carrying it, and then down ramps, so it had about an inch either side. So you've got Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, and you can't make a mark on it. So you bit that way as we brought it down.
My
and
word.
The just feeling when we did a big unveiling, a big reveal, tarpaulin off to music as we're all standing there, and it was amazing. And I went from, I won't say my age, back to being 5 years old, because I remember seeing the original film when I was about five, and it was just amazing. And obviously we had the child catcher, so I saw the child catcher when I was about five, and
I
there was nothing like that. Absolutely. Absolutely. The guy that played the child catcher, and now we've got Tony Hawk's doing it, and it's very difficult to be on the same stage with the child catcher.
He's just brilliant. Well, do you know what? That's interesting, Christine, because Tony hasn't been on the stage for some time. So was it this role that brought him back to the stage?
Yes. He's refused roles, I think, over that time. He used to be in all our shows at one time. And so we decided, do you know what? We'll just ring him and ask him. So Rachel rang and he said, yes, I'd love to do it. And she rang me up and said, he said, yes. So that's fantastic. And he is absolutely brilliant. He's a fantastic child catcher.
Am I going to be scared?
Yes.
but I'm amused
as well because he's so clever.
Well, that's the thing about a production like this is it's every possible emotion, isn't it, really, for the audience?
Yes.
Yeah, so
we had
lots
of emotion
fun.
When we unveiled the car, didn't we? Set me and Rachel off crying when we saw the car.
Oh, my word. It's going to be so special. So it starts on Saturday. My guests are not going anywhere because one of them is going to sing for us live in the studio in just a few moments. However, I have asked each of them to pick a song. Mike, do you want to mention the song that you have chosen now by one of your favourite artists who you got to portray on stage?
What do we come to and again? Well, it's dedicated to Callum, actually, and it's called Under Pressure.
Freddie Mercury and David Bowie, of course, what a combination. And Callum will be singing live, no pressure, after this. See, Mike's a funny man, and he requested that song, Under Pressure, by Queen and David Bowie, especially for our Callum, who's in the studio now. Callum Taylor is playing Caractacus Potts in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, which is Christine Wilde and Rachel Wilde putting this on at the weekend. It starts on Saturday. It's going to be epic. I mean, there's a flying car and a child catcher. Slightly scared about that. And some of the best songs in musical theatre, as we've been hearing all this week. We'll have another chance for you to win a pair of tickets in the next hour of the programme, playing you a little bit of one of the songs. You've got to try and guess what it is. An absolute treat now, though. Callum, you're going to sing for us. And it's one of those songs that, no pressure again, say that again. Every time I hear it, I get goosebumps. It's just one of those songs. It's like pure imagination in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It just does one of those. It's that sort of response that you have to it, isn't it, this song?
Yeah. There's so many different dynamics to the show. There's a lot of massive dance numbers that are a true spectacle. And this is one of the quieter, more emotional parts of the show, which I think just adds that other layer, and you really see what's going on for the characters behind the fantastical car and all the crazy things that happen.
At the end of the day, it's a dad and his two kids. And
it
this
is
just
is, yeah.
a beautiful moment of him singing a lullaby to them. So I'm just going to say, before I play this, again, no pressure, but we have had a message in saying, big win today for me, working from home, Manx Radio on full blast, looking forward to hearing the cast of Chitty sing, proud dad moment. So I can only assume that is actually your dad.
I think so.
Which is incredibly
Thanks,
sweet.
Dad.
And what a moment then for you to sing this. Callum Taylor, live in the studio.
A gentle breeze from Harsha by mountain softly blows o'er Lullaby Bay. It fills the sails of boats that are waiting to sail your worries away.
Now close your eyes. Float far away.
It isn't far to Harsha by mountain, and your boat waits down by the quay. The winds of night so softly are sighing. Soon they will fly your troubles to sea. So close your eyes on Harsha by mountain. Wave goodbye to cares of the day and watch your boat from Harsha by mountain. Sail far away from Lullaby Bay.
Sweet dreams. Daddy loves you very much.
So close your eyes on Harsha by mountain. Wave goodbye to cares of the day and launch your boat from Harshaby Mountain. Sail far away from Lullaby Bay. Good night.
Oh my goodness, I kind of want to cry. That was amazing. Cry in a good way, Callum, in a good way.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've not just made your dad proud. I mean, you've made us all incredibly proud. That was so beautiful. Thank you for doing that for us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having us.
Christine, this is going to be a fabulous production. Just remind people again when it's on and how they can get tickets.
It starts on Saturday night on the 15th. And we have a matinee on the Sunday. And then we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday evenings. And two shows on the 22nd, another matinee and then the evening.
And as Callum was saying, we need to support these things because we are so lucky to have productions like this and the talent we have on the Isle of Man. But it can only continue if we all go and see it.
Yes, really, really. I hope people come see it because I think it's going to be great.
It is, isn't it? Mike, sum up the production in a few words for us.
Well, it's got a flying car, hasn't it? There you go.
Well done, that man.
when I was asked to do it, as soon as they said, would you like to be in chair? Yes.
That's it. It's the nostalgia, it's the car, and to be fair, Childcatcher as well, and that wonderful story that we've just been hearing about as well. Those songs too. Go and see Chitty. It's going to be wonderful. Thank you, everyone. Break a leg. Always feel weird saying that, but break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
1 to 3 with Christy D, the midday show with flavour. Thanks to Smash and Fry, open daily from 12 across from the library on Duke Street.